Turn to your neighbor and say, greater things are yet to come. Greater things are yet to come. Amen. And my wife stole my scripture earlier. She didn't even know it. But Philippians 1 verse 6 says this, and I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. How many of you guys believe that Jesus has started a good work here at Hope Community Church? Amen. And that he is faithful to complete that work, and he will bring it about into completion until the day that when he returns. Amen. And so as we mourn, and as we are sorrowful and joyful at the same time on their new journey, we're also believing and expecting God to do great things and even greater things here at Hope Community Church. And so you may ask, so what's next? What's next for us? So if you don't know, Victor will be our worship pastor starting today. Amen. And we have his family, and we're going to anoint him at the end of this service. Victor loves the Lord, and if you ever experience him worshiping God, you really know that he has a relationship with the Lord, and let me just tell you, it's wonderful, amen? And so though things may be different, and it may be different than what we're accustomed to, I believe that God, it's still going to be a God-centered church, amen? It's going to be a God-glorifying church. Whenever we worship, it's going to be God-edifying and God-lifting up worship, amen? We're going to magnify and lift up the name of Jesus in this place. Amen. So it may be different than we're accustomed to, but it's going to be good. It's going to be God-centered and God-honoring in this place. Amen. So whenever I'm thinking about this, the Lord brought me to a passage of scripture, a portion of the Israelites' journey as they're coming from Egypt, and the Lord brings them to a strange place. He brings them to a place where they are facing the Red Sea. And I have a map up here if we would like to show this map. And so, as you can see, they leave Egypt, the top left portion. You see the little number one right there. And instead of going straight across right by the Great Sea, you know, north through the wilderness and into Canaan, they go this roundabout way. Because sometimes the Lord will take you in a different path, right? Because sometimes he's wanting to test you. He's wanting to see, are you going to be battle ready? Are you going to be ready for this? And so the Lord takes them this all the way down, basically to the bottom of this little map. And so rather than going straight across, and we find this in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 17 through 18, it says, when Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. But God led the people around by the way of the wilderness toward the Red Sea. And the people of Israel went up out of the land of Egypt equipped for battle. And so as you know the story, Pharaoh's heart was hardened and would not allow the Israelites to leave. And so eventually God broke him to the point where he had no choice but to let him leave. And so God brings the Israelites out of Egypt with a powerful hand. I mean, I'm talking plagues and different things and killing the firstborn son. And eventually Pharaoh yielded and said, I give up. And God's people were allowed to go. And God brings them to this Red Sea. Now, it's interesting where he brought them because they have the sea in front of them. They have, on one side, they have these big rocks which make it impassable for millions of people to go through. And then on the other side, there are the forts and the garrisons of the Egyptians. And now we realize that whenever Pharaoh realized what he had done, when he had realized that he messed up by letting God's people go, you now have the Egyptians behind you and pursuing after you. And so if you are an Israelite, you might be asking, why did you allow us to be to this place? Why did you bring us to this place where it looks like imminent destruction? Where it looks like everything is just going to fall apart? Where it looks like there is no hope but up? And that is exactly what God was doing in this situation. They had no other way to turn, but they had to turn to God. Often God will bring you to that place where you have no other option. You can't go left, you can't go right, you can't go straight. You have to go up. Amen. And that is what the Lord is wanting to do. And they were faced with something that was very incredible. Would they leave behind the comforts of Egypt? If they were to march forward, if they were to cross this Red Sea, that meant leaving Egypt behind once and for all. Now, in Egypt, we learned that there was food in Egypt. And how many of you guys know it's hard to leave whenever there's some good food? I mean, we love to eat in South Louisiana. I mean, we talk about the next meal that we're going to eat while we're still eating our meal. I mean, that's what we do. We just love to eat, right? And so they had the comforts of Egypt. They had the abundance there. And so God was bringing them to a point where it was uncomfortable to go ahead, because they would have to fully trust in the provision of God and fully trust in his plan that he would not only bring them through the Red Sea, but he would bring them into the promised land. And that takes a level of faith. Amen. Whenever you're staring at a Red Sea and it seems impossible. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? Anybody ever were facing a Red Sea? You're facing a sea and it looks impossible. It's the perfect opportunity for God to really reveal himself in that situation and reveal how good of a God he is and how faithful of a God that he is, and that he will never leave his people and he will always be there for his children. Amen. So when Pharaoh drew near in Exodus 14, verse 10 through 15, when Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. And they feared greatly, and the people of Israel cried out to the Lord. So why were they fearful? Had they forgotten that it was God who had delivered them from Egypt? Had they forgotten that God has showed himself powerfully? But sometimes whenever we're looking in the natural with our eyes, we don't see what's going on in the spirit. We don't see the plans of God because we're blinded by what's in front of us. We're looking at that Red Sea. We're looking at all the rocks on the left. We're looking at the forts and garrisons on the right. We're looking at the Egyptians that are pursuing us. It takes an elevated level of faith to believe that God is going to not only bring us from this place, but to the next place as well. And so we continue in this in the carnal mind, and in the way that we think, it didn't make any sense. It didn't make any sense to the Israelites. They began to blame Moses. They began to say, why have you brought us out here? They said this in verse 11. They said to Moses, is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us in bringing us out of Egypt? Is not this what we said to you in Egypt? Leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. They have forgotten the goodness of God, and they were desired to be slaves to the Egyptians. They said, we had it better in Egypt. Oh, really? Well, what happened in Exodus chapter 2, whenever they began to cry out to the Lord, Exodus 2, 23 to 25, it says, during those many days, the king of Egypt died. And the people of Israel groaned because of their slavery and cried out for help. Their cry for rescue from slavery came up to God. And God heard their groaning. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. God saw the people of Israel, and God knew. And so God leading them out of Egypt into this place of the Red Sea was God's answer to their prayer. They had prayed, God, help me. God, deliver me. God, this is too much. God, I cannot bear this anymore. And God brought them to a place of decision. This was God's doing. And so a lot of times we forget that as well. When we're facing this big decision, we're like, we forget about the past victories that God has done for us. And we forget, hey, look, this is God bringing us. This is God leading us. We are exactly where we need to be as God's people. The Israelites, they had this unique thing where they had a pillar of fire that would lead them by night. And they had a pillar of cloud that would lead them during the day. And so this pillar of fire and this pillar of cloud is said to never depart from the Israelite camp. meaning that this was God leading them exactly where he wanted them to be. They were exactly where they needed to be. And a lot of times we begin to question, is Moses messing up? Did Moses lead them in the wrong direction? Moses led them exactly where God wanted them to be. Facing this decision, facing this Red Sea, facing this impossibility. Because God is about bringing us to a place of stepping out in faith. Though we're looking at a Red Sea, we have the comforts of Egypt on this side, but then we have the promises of God on that side. Do we step out of the comforts? Do we step out of that which we have known for so long, that which we have grown accustomed to? Do we step out of that and into the promises of God, or do we return back to Egypt? There's nothing in Egypt for me. There is nothing in Egypt for me. Amen? Egypt for you may look like your past before Christ. I mean, turn to your neighbor and say, there's nothing in Egypt for you. There's nothing in Egypt for you. So we're not going backwards. We're going to step out in faith and believe the promises of God. Amen. We're going to believe that we are exactly where God wants us to be. He's leading us by his Holy Spirit, and so we are exactly where he wants us. We got to learn to step out in faith. We got to learn to trust in his promises, even though we don't see it with our eyes. We don't see it in the natural. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is stepping out on something that you believe that God is speaking into your heart, even though you don't see it with your eyes. That's what faith is. And faith pleases God. It doesn't take much faith if you see it with the eyes, because you see it is there. Faith is stepping out into something that you have no idea what's going to take place. The Israelites, they had an inclination that, maybe God would be with them. Yeah, maybe God would go for them. Maybe God would fight for them. But they didn't know for sure. They haven't built up this trust yet. They haven't learned to trust God fully. But how many of you guys are getting to a point where I'm going to trust God? You're learning to trust God more and more. Because how many of you guys know that his plans are higher than our plans and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts? That he's not just leading you to the Red Sea. He's leading you into the promised land. Amen? His promises will come about. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're learning to trust God. And the more that Brandon and I talk about them moving, I realize that he's facing a similar situation as I am facing. He's facing this idea, God, do I move forward? Do I move my entire family from one state to another state? It's a step of faith. And as we are thinking about some things here at Hope Community Church, we too are facing some major decisions. Do we move forward? Do we cross the Red Sea? Or do we just stay right here? How many guys believe? Because it can be discouraging as a pastor to not only lose Brandon and Rachel, our friends, but we have lost others recently, other leaders who have stepped down. We have lost other members of our congregation whom we dearly love. And our flesh, it can be easy to say, well, you know what? What the heck? Let's just call it quits. We gave it our best shot. Exactly. The Lord is not done with Hope Community Church. Let me just say that, all right? The Lord is not done with Hope Community Church. And though we're looking at it, it seems like a Red Sea, and it looks impossible. It looks like people have left. How many guys know that God is a God of impossibilities? Amen? And so what seems impossible with the natural, God can make a way. God can make a supernatural way. Amen? And so I'm believing God for greater things. And so the first decision for me, it's a no-brainer. We continue. We move forward. We continue to impact our community. Amen. And just while we're on that right now, our community. So we want to change the way that we verbalize things. We don't want to just be a church on the east side of Houma. We want to be a church in our community, amen? And so whatever community that is, we have many people from the west side, whatever community that is the community we want to affect. And so if you ever hear me saying that we're an east side church, correct me, because we're not, we are a church for the community, amen? In fact, how many got just a show of hands? You come from a place outside of the East Side. Just a show of hands. Yeah, so we got quite a bit of people from other places. We are a church in the community affecting our community, whatever community that is. Amen. And so we're going to broaden our borders. We're going to believe God. We're not going to put God in a box. We're going to say, God, you are welcome here. And whatever here is, that's where I want to be. Amen. So that the first one is a no-brainer. We continue, we move forward, and that's exactly what Moses tells the people. He says, fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians, whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you only have to be silent. In other words, shut your mouth. Believe God. Stop running your mouth. Stop running the negativity. Believe God and his promises. Believe that his promises are yes and amen. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, be silent. Believe God. The Lord said to Moses, why? And I love this. The Lord gets to Moses right where he's at. He says, the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Why are you crying to me? Why are you boo-hooing and throwing a big old pity party? He says, tell the people of Israel to go forward. Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Tell Hope Community Church, go forward. Go forward. Go forward. We're not going to throw a pity. We're going to mourn, yes. We're going to grieve, yes. But we're going to move forward. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God is not only bringing us to the brink of the Red Sea, I'm believing that his thoughts are even greater than that. Amen. And so I wanted to share something with you guys that my wife and I have been talking about, and that the Lord has really birthed in my spirit. And this is big, right? Because this is not just crossing a Red Sea. This is believing God for Canaan. This is believing God for the Promised Land. And so it's been good here in this building. But how many of you guys believe God for even more? All right, so I'm going to give you this. And so we're just going to instill some vision with you guys. We have the opportunity to expand what we do, Hope Community Church, Hope Extreme, Hope Treasures, into one location, which will be an even greater visibility, a greater location. And you probably wonder, okay, where is it at? What are we doing? What in the world is Pastor thinking of right now? We are believing God for Bow South, right there on Tunnel Boulevard. We are about to offer them $1 million. And we are believing God that that building is ours. It is three times bigger than what we're in right now. And what we're wanting to do with that is combine everything that we do. Hope Community Church, Hope Treasures, Hope Extreme, even more hope to be given later on. All those things, we're going to combine it into that one building. It is three times bigger than this building. And they're asking 1.3, but we're believing for 1 million. Amen. I mean, now you may be looking around like, yeah, but Ted, like half the church is missing. I am believing God. God is not moved by numbers. God owns everything. He owns the hills on 1,000 hills. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He created the universe with his voice. He spoke it into existence. I don't look at the natural. I look at the spiritual and say, God, I believe this is you. And I believe that you are speaking this. And so we're going to believe God that we're going to get this building. And that everything that we do, and that everything is going to fall in line. You know, we're looking at probably $1.1 million to renovate it. And so that's an astronomical number. It doesn't even make sense. Like, how can we get that? I don't know, but God knows. I don't know, but God knows. So let it be said that, you know, we're thinking about this. You know, we haven't given an offer. We have given an offer. So just be praying with us. Be praying with us that first of all, for the favor of God, for wisdom, that we would make the right decisions. And ultimately, yeah, look, I believe, hey, look, this spot, and I encourage you to go ride by this spot. Go ride by Bold South out the church and just kind of walk the property. You're gonna see, wow, this is so awesome because it's in a visible location, a very visible location. And I feel like, you know, just the church, it's almost like in the center. You know, like whenever you're coming from Berg or you're coming from Grand Cayou, you always turn right there. You don't ever come this way. And so it would bring more visibility to the church. We're looking to do like a cafe and retail type things and sell things from the community. I had to catch myself. So anyway, we're going to believe God. I mean, and we're not going to be paralyzed by fear because we're looking at the Red Sea. We're not going to be paralyzed by fear. We're going to believe God for greater things. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, greater things are yet to come. Now, another miracle that has to take place is this building would have to sell. Okay? And so, as we're making an offer, we will also be putting this building for sale. So don't freak out if you come to church one day and you see a for sale sign. We are still having church up to the point where we're going to move it to the bowling alley. Amen. But we have to sell this first in order to acquire that building. So be praying. Be praying for God's favor. Be praying that the numbers would just work out. Be praying, you know, that we would sell this building. And this would be a miracle because commercial buildings are not selling right now, all right? And so we're going to believe God for the impossible, all right? We're not going to limit him. We're going to dream. And we got, sometimes we put God in a box and we don't dream anymore. We don't have the faith to say, God, I believe that you're able to do this. And I think this is just a critical time that we just begin to step out, say, you know what, God? We're going to trust you. Amen. So you guys with me? All right. So if you're with me, we just need you to pray, all right? Be praying. Be praying this upcoming week. I believe that the Lord is not done with Hope Community Church. Amen. So getting back to our story, several hundred years after the crossing of the Red Sea, the prophet Isaiah is reflecting back on that time. And he says in Isaiah 43:16, he says, thus says the Lord who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings forth chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Only God can do that. Only God can make a way in the wilderness. Only God can do this. So we're going to believe God just for some incredible things. And as we conclude this service, Brandon and Rachel are also believing God for incredible things for their family. Amen. And so we want to just maybe bring them back on stage. And we want to pray for them. Amen. As they believe God for their family, and that God has greater things. How many of you guys believe that God has greater things for the White family? Amen. Greater things are yet to come. And greater things are yet to come at Hope Community Church. Amen. Would you stretch forth your hand and we're going to pray for them and just bless them. Heavenly Father, I just come before you. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this couple. We thank you for this family. God, as they have honored you with their lives, as they have just surrendered, Lord, to you and your will for their lives, I pray that you will be with them. God, that you will go before them. You will go behind them and beside them. Lord, you will make a way in the wilderness for them, O Lord. And so, Lord, we just pray that your favor would be upon them, O God, that you will just continue to bless them in their lives. And, Lord, we just ask that you will lead them, Lord, to the right church, the right place where they can connect with other brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, continue, Lord, to use them, Lord, in a great and powerful way, Lord God. Fill them, Lord, with the anointing, Lord God. Just the anointing would break the yokes, Lord God. Lord, that they would just be vessels, Lord God, in your hands. Willing vessels. Lord, we just give you all the praise and all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. and let the church say amen. Any closing words you want to?
Thank you, guys. Okay. Thank you, guys, for everything. Thank you, guys, for being a family to us. We really do love you guys. We have people here that just been with us from the very beginning. I blame my mom for this. when I first got saved and I came back to the church, you know, she said, go help Tara. You know Tara. She was your band director. Go help her on the east side. And I was like, Ma, you always forcing me to do stuff. I was voluntold, basically. And I remember, like, just coming and helping. And my heart was drawn to it. And I was basically there every Sunday morning in the gym and just serving. And that's just been our hearts, just to serve. Basically, Rachel and I met through the church. And we're just so glad that you guys have been a part of our journey. And we love you guys. We really do. I really do love this church. Even it's just been a joy even worshiping up here from the stage. Man, you guys make worship easy, in all honesty. I mean, you guys, this church has a heart of worship. And I say this in all sincerity. I'm not trying to back my church, but I've been to other churches. Sometimes people are just like, whatever. But you guys have a heart of worship. And so we thank you guys. We thank you that you have served with us and that you've allowed us to lead in worship and just to be your friend. Your family. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
At the same time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Victor and his family. Amen. My ex, Mr. Victor, once we knew that Brandon and Rachel were leaving, I said, Victor, would you consider being the worship pastor here at Hope Community Church? And he says, let me pray about it. And so it shows the kind of man that he is, that he doesn't want to make a decision unless the Lord is the focal point of his life. And so today we will anoint him as our worship pastor. And guys, I'm excited. Amen. I'm excited about the future. I'm excited what God is doing. And I'm excited about this family. And we're excited about the extended family coming and being supportive. And so would you just stretch forth your hand right now? We're going to pray for Victor and his family. God, we just thank you, Lord, for the man of God you have brought, Lord, to us. And how he has a heart and a passion, God, just to worship you. I pray, God, just for even more of your anointing, oh God, to be upon his life. Lord, you will even protect him and his family, Lord God, as ministry can be trying at times. I pray that you will just surround him, Lord Jesus, with angels, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that he would just go in deeper and deeper, Lord God, as he worships. Lord, that he would just lead us into the presence of God. Lord, where we can worship and we can all come together and lift up our voices, oh God. So, Lord, anoint him, Lord, today. God, I pray that the anointing would just break yokes. Lord, would bring freedom in people's lives as he opens his mouth, Lord God, that the captive will be set free. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing here at Hope Community. And we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, family. The cutest little family, right? Amen. Well, we're going to call up the band one more last time to worship with, close out this song. And so maybe, we have something else.
We have a gift for the White family, too. And if you don't know, Brent and I have been together. I consider him a brother. I was his band director, but also it just seems so distant. But we have started our nonprofit together as well, Hope Extreme. So I want to say thank you personally to Brandon and Rachel for being with us. We have gone through some things together, but I pray that your fruit remains. And so we love you guys, and we want to honor you. The first time that worship together. So this is, I'll just tell a story as they're getting ready. We didn't have money because we were doing a nonprofit. And so basically we just help kids, those kids turn into teenagers. So we bought a building on Roselawn. And so we decided we're going to have a teenage youth service. And so we said, we're going to have a teenage youth service. So Brandon was with us as an intern, as was Amber. And so anyway, we bought a water cooler. Somebody had donated a water cooler. This is not an Igu, you know, those orange water coolers. So we said, Brandon, and we got this guitar from, we don't even nowhere. And so we said, we're going to do a teenage youth service, and we're thinking nobody's going to come to the service. And so Brandon gets the water cooler, and we get copies of, like, from some other church, you know, papers, and we put on top of the water cooler. There is no sound system. There's no microphone. There's nothing. And I think, like, 9 kids showed up that night or something like that. But that was where we started with worship. And what a work God has done in us and through us. We have grown together and lived life together. We share stories. And so I want to honor and thank you guys. And would you stand and sing? We're going to sing Have My Heart, that God can have our hearts today, that He can do whatever it is that He wants to do. He's God and we are not. So let's just sing this together.
You love with no reservation. You're not looking for perfection. And there's no need in me pretending. I'll give you everything. I'll give you everything.
You deserve.
You deserve my full attention. And nothing less than my devotion. Oh, speak to me and I will listen. And I'll give you everything. I'll give you everything, yeah. And oh, 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 you can have my heart. You can have my heart.
Let's give it all to you, God.
And oh, 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 you can have my heart. You can have my heart. Yeah.
Everybody sing it.
Be the Lord of my emotion. Set me free from selfish motive. And search me till there's nothing hidden.
Come on.
I'll give you it. Oh, 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 you can have my heart. You can have my heart.
Everybody sing. Come on,
you got it. If you want my heart, you got it. You got it. You got it. If you want my heart, you got it. You got it. You got it. If you want my heart, you got it. You got it. You got it. If you want my heart, you got it. You got it. You got it, you want my heart. You got it, you got it.
If you want my yes,
if you want my yes, you got it, you got it.
If you want my yes,
you got it, you want my yes, you got it, you got it.
Oh, 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 oh,
hearts, our yes, our life. God, that whatever we are going through, God, we as we are like the Egyptians, God, that you will be in this place. God, that you will move us forward. God, we thank you for sharing the opportunity to share life with Brandon and Rachel. And we are thankful, God, for Victor and Jazz that are coming in and being worship leaders. God, we thank you that all of your promises are yes and amen. And God, we stand on the word that you who started the work is faithful. You are faithful to complete it. And so, God, all we have to do is stand still and you will work out your promises in all of our lives. And we thank you and we give you all the praise and all the honor in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Give the Lord some praise. Brandon and Rachel will be here forever and ever. They have some food in the cafe if you want to eat, if you just want to come and hug their necks, love on them. But this will be the last time. They're going to come and visit, of course. And we're going to dedicate, I can't say that. And so I'm not sure saying that out loud. But anyway, are you saying that out loud?
Yeah,
they're expecting, too. They're going to have a baby boy. So sorry about that. So we love you guys. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you this Wednesday. In Jesus' name, amen.